Barbara, you don't have to do anything else to this, do you? You don't have to transcribe all this or write it down or anything, do you?
Well, somebody will.
Maybe not you.
A woman who conducts school is called a...
She's a school teacher.
Any old-fashioned names for a woman school teacher?
Let's see. Seem like I've heard some, but I don't remember what they were. Barb, school ma'am.
Would you ever use?
Mm-mm. Teacher is the only one that I'm familiar with.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Swelled.
And it's still pretty badly?
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will?
Will swell.
And say if you got someone's medicine, you go in and still see the medicine by their bed, you say, why haven't you?
Taken any.
And the person would say, well, an hour ago
I took a dose.
And in another hour
I'll take another dose.
And talking about something that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
This is a dream.
But this is what I...
Saw.
Or last night, this is what I...
Dreamed.
And you say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember
what I dream.
Or what I have...
Dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And remember an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
And a male goat is called a...
Billy.
And a child nicknamed Billy, his full name would be?
Usually William.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle Billy or Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name?
He would be Uncle John.
And the first book in the New Testament, in the Bible?
Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
A barrel maker?
Or as a family name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
No, not really.
I mean, someone's last name, C-O-O-P-E-R.
O-P-E-R. That's not a usual name in this area at all. I was trying to think. I don't believe I know a person by that name.
Well, what would you... How would you...
Cooper would be what I would say.
What would you call a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper, Mrs. Cooper, Miss Cooper would be what it would end up coming out as. Ms., M-I-Z, Ms. Okay. Cooper.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, he's not very good at preaching, you call him a...
The colored folks would call him a chicken preacher.
A chicken preacher?
Yeah. He just preaches to eat chicken on Sunday with him. No, see, I don't know.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things? Or a mechanic who's not very good?
Amateur is a word that would come to my mind.
What about jackleg or shade?
Jackleg carpenter, that shade tree mechanic, right. Jackleg is usually referred to as carpenter and shade tree mechanic.
Are they both insulting?
They would leave you a little bit in doubt as to the person's ability to do a real good job at either one of those things.
Would you ever talk about a jackleg mechanic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about a jackleg mechanic.
What else would you call a jackleg?
Really, your jackleg, you usually think a little bit more about the carpenter than you do a mechanic.
What about a preacher, jackleg preacher?
No, I don't believe we've used that one. I haven't heard that one.
Okay. And the highest rank in the army